hang up.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Having learnt in the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh about the risks of having a haircut carried out by a non-Jew, and then the the inyonim of not having blurios, long hair, because of the various chashoshes that we said, there were four possible reasons why. We move on now to the actual halochas of iso giluach hapeyos, the iso of cutting off the peyos. And this is in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Siman Kuf Pei Aleph. Easy to remember. Siman Kuf Pei Aleph is the halocha of, the dinim of having a haircut, which is on your kop. So I take Kuf Pei Aleph as my siman. So, Kuf Pei Aleph, yeah, Shif Aleph, and this we learnt yesterday actually. Peyos Harosh Heim Shtayim. He says that there are two peyos, one on either side. Sof Harosh Heim Shtayim. Let's start with that. And the Mefarshim say, why does the Shulchan Aruch state the obvious that everybody has got two peyos? So the Mefarshim say that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says it is because somebody who shaves off two peyos can be chayev malchus twice. In other words, for each payo, when it says lo sakifu pa'as roishchem, pa'as is a singular. Yeah, so you're not allowed to cut off even one payo, and if you cut off two payos, then you're chayev shtayim. It says that you could be chayev bedievet. Well, if it's lachatchila, if it's bezodoin, if you do it bemezit, then a person will be chayev two twice malchus. And if he does it by mistake, then he would be chayev twice a chatos. Called the chatos for having done that. So it's a serious, it's a proper lav in the Torah, and it's it carries with it a penalty of malchus in Beis Din, and therefore it's a serious business, and we're saying that there are two. I remember when I was a little boy, my parents sent me for a haircut. And I went to a barber, I remember in Windus Road in Stafford Hill, and I sat there, and during the course of the haircut, he actually shaved off one of my peyos. Yeah, I was a goyish barber, and I was a little boy, and I was on my own, and I didn't instruct him, I suppose, and he cut off one of my peyos. So I was very upset, I started crying, and I didn't let him cut off the second one. I came home with one long one, one short one. And I remember that week we had a bar mitzvah by Rav Meshulam Ashkenazi in a Chassidish shtibel, and I was highly embarrassed to go there without my payer. And I remember sitting there as a little boy, I was 6-7 years old, I sat there throughout the whole of davening like this, covering over the payer that had been shaven off. So we said here that if that the payers Yechayev Rachman al-Islam twice, if a person cuts off two payos. That's why Shulchan Aruch says, payos haroish heim shtayim, because otherwise he'd be stating the obvious, that everybody has two. What's it called? Then it says, where is the end of the payah? How far down, besides the ear, if you like, is the end of the payah? So he says, soif haroish humokaim chiburoi lelechi miyomin umismoil. It's the place where the jaw attaches to the skull. In other words, if you could imagine a picture of the skull, and you know, even on the models they have the moving skull, but the skull is hinged somewhere over here. The jawbone, which moves up and down, is hinged somewhere over here to the. The jawbone is hinged to the skull, and it's somewhere there. Where exactly is it? So there are three opinions, there are three shittas as to where exactly, depending on the wording of the Rishonim and the wording of the Goinim, depending on the wording, there are three shittas as to where it is, whether it's in the middle of the ear, or it's at the bottom of the ear, or halfway between the two. I'll show you later tomorrow, I'll bring a diagram, but these are the three shittas as to where the end of the payah is. So the bottom side, the bottom end, if you like, of the payah, we've got a bottom and we've got a top. It's this corner over here. So we'll have a line across the top over here, which we'll discuss, and we'll have a line across the bottom, which is the bottom of the payah. And within that, basically in the bottom half of the ear, it's either the top of the bottom half of the ear, or it's the bottom of the lobe, in other words, the end of the lobe, or it's somewhere in between.
Started the Torah in Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Dalat Cheshvan,
5th of November, Rabbi Eliyahu Hai, Shulchan, Halachic Topic. This is Torah sponsored by Family Berkovich, Elizabeth Shulchan, E.D. Berkovich, Shetichia, and Yossi Fishman, there you are, which took place last Sunday, Yitirot, and Shemina Ba'as, Nemon, Bishol Hashem, Besilo, Olenishmas, our founder, Yosef Dov Ben, Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Levrocho.
Good morning. I wanted to talk a bit about Zmani Tefillah, perhaps starting from Mincha. Until when can one daven Mincha? So famously, people will know that some people are very makpid to have daven Mincha before Shkia, and other people are more makel to daven until Nacht, until Tzeis HaKoychovim. So let's discuss how important it is to daven before Shkia. And maybe we'll also be able to discuss the beginning, Zman of Mincha as well, if we have time. So the Mishnah says, in the fourth Perek of Brachos, Tfilas HaMincha Ado Erev, Rabbi Yudoi Mad Plag HaMincha. So the first Shita Sachachomim, the Tanakama, is you can daven Mincha until what's called in the Mishnah is Erev. Doesn't tell you what Erev is, though. Rabbi Yudoi holds until Plag HaMincha, which the Gemara is Mavair, there's 1.25 hours of Shoy Zmanias, that there is a machloikas about. That means Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zman of Mincha ends 1.25 hours before when the Chachomim say it ends. Okay. How do we paskin? So normally we would say Yochad v'Rab Maloch Karabim, unless the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara here says some Amoraim did like Rabbi Yehuda, some Amoraim did like the Chachomim, the Ovad Kamar Ovad, or the Ovad Kamar Ovad. You could do either way. Okay, we'll discuss whether you can mix and match. That's a shail if you can do Tata Desasri, but for now, the Gemara says you can choose either to go with the Chachomim, that Mincha is until Erev, so you'll be more Mekel. Or you can go with the Rabbi Yehuda and be more Machmir, and do until Plaga Mincha, but then you have a Maila, you have a Kula that you can start Mari from after Plaga Mincha. So there's a Kula and a Chumra each way. Because whenever the Zman of Mincha finishes, it's Mavu in the Gemara, that the Zman of Mariv begins. Fine. Because if you don't say that, then why would anyone ever choose to go with Rabbi Yehuda? What are you gaining? So you're gaining that your Zman Mariv starts earlier. Okay. Now the Rishonim have a machlokes what the Chachomim mean when they say Ad Ha'erev. Before discussing that, the Gemara is clear that the Zmani Tefillah depend on the Zmani HaKorban. That means the Zman Tefillas Mincha be'etzim depends on the time that until when you could bring Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim. So, some Rishonim say, Ado Erev means until Nacht. That would be the Pashtus, Posh Pshat, in the words of the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ado Erev. Until Nacht, normally Erev means Tzeis HaKoychovim. Yeah, so Mincha you can do until Nacht, according to many Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah comes along and says, it can't mean that. You know why? Because Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, which is from where the Zman of Mincha is Noivea from, the main part of bringing a Korban is putting the dam on the Mizbeach. That's where the main Havoas HaKorban is. The burning of it can be done all night, and that's not Ma'ak of the Korban. So, says Rabbeinu Yoino, the main part is getting the dam on the Mizbeach. Till when could you do that? The Gemara says that dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. After Shkia happens, you can't put the dam of the Korban on the Mizbeach. It's Nifsal. It's too late. So the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, according to, says Rabbeinu Yoina, was until Shkia Sachama. And Mincha depends on the Zman of the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, we have to say that when the Mishnah says, Tfilas HaMincha Ado Erev, it means Ad Shkia Sachama. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. Now the Shagas Ari is Marich to argue and to say no. You could bring the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim until Tzeis HaKoychovim v'chulei. Shkia Sachama doesn't mean the beginning of Shkia, etc. But that's the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. And if truth be told, if you look through most Rishonim and then Poiskim and Achronim, it sounds like the Ikka, or the Royiv, I should say, is that you can daven until Tzeis HaKoychovim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't want you to daven Bein HaShmoshes, not because of Rabbeinu Yonah necessarily. Again, Bein HaShmoshes is always a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So why are you getting yourself into a matzav of Sofik? You say, Sofik Drabon and Akula, I hear, but why the Chatchila go and delay it? So that's another reason to daven before Shkia. If you hold immediately after Shkia as Bein HaShmoshes, you should be davening before Bein HaShmoshes. But that's not Rabbeinu Yoina's time. Rabbeinu Yoina's time has nothing to do with the fact that immediately after Shkia is Bein Hashmoshes. It's because Be'etzem, after Shkia, the dam was Nifsal. It's a different time. Yeah, there are two different reasons why one might have to not daven Mincha after Shkia. One is if you hold immediately after Shkia is Bein Hashmoshes, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that wouldn't be true. That's much later. The other reason is that the dam was Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. And that's nothing to do with the Bein Hashmoshes. It's too late for the Zman Tomet Shel Ben Abayim. It's too late for Mincha. And that could be, even in Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, even if you hold Nacht is in an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and 12 minutes after Shkia, and it's not Bein Hashmoshes for another 58 and a half minutes, so what? But dam was Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. That could be what we call Shkia.
What is that?
It's a very good question. Yeah. I'll go through it quickly. Rabbeinu Tam holds famously 72 minutes after what we call Shkia is Nacht. Assuming that when I say the word Shkia generally, it means the sun's below, the sun's dipping beneath the horizon.
Is it the bottom of the sun or the top of the sun?
Top of the sun, meaning the later part. Net would be the top of the sun, and Shkia would be, well, also the top of the sun, yeah. But both ways would be the later, Lekula. So Net is immediately when the sun starts coming up, and Shkia is when the whole sun has gone down. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says that, based on a Gemara, that 4 mil, that's for argument's sake, say 72 minutes, after Shkia is Nacht. Bein Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, according to how we paskin, 3/4 of a mil before Nacht. Right? Is it 13 and a half minutes, yeah, let's say, before Nacht. So 72 minutes after Shkia is Nacht, 13 and a half minutes before that is a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. What is the relevance of that Shkia? So really, I don't think Rabbeinu Tam, any din that's Tolu on Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam will say it's the first Shkia. But which din is Tolu on Shkia? Basically, Rabbeinu Tam is just saying the second Shkia, as we call it, just means it's the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes. It's not Be'etzim Adin Shkia. And therefore, when it says Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, you could learn, even Rabbeinu Tam will agree, that's what we call Shkia. I'm saying you could learn. It's not Mukhrach that he learns like that. I'll bring it around. Rabbeinu Yoino, who is the Baal Hadin, the Mora Dishmaitza, of who says you need to have done Mincha by Shkia, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam that Nacht is 4 mil after Shkia. So, let's be clear. So, we've got now a Machloikus, Rishonim, until when you can daven Mincha. Yeah, Yishonim, yeah.
Sorry, all you've said till now is Al Atzad that it's Keneged Korbonos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al Atzad the Ovois Tikno.
Yeah.
Then it will be Lifnois Orev, going to Yitzchak, yeah?
Lifnois
Orev. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a very good question.
What does that have to do with...
It seems that the Gemara posits that we can coincide both Yeshivas. Yeah, I know the Gemara brings a Braisa this way, Braisa that way, but the Etzim, it sounds like that even if you hold Ovois Tikno, the Zmanim were Kfila Korbonos. Because it's not clear, as you say. Avraham is Baboike. When is Boike? That's exactly the Machloikas and Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it till Chatzois or till Arba Shois? So, for all intents and purposes, Zicha, definitely Lahalocha, but maybe even a Kule Alma, we work with the Zmanim Korbon. Right? So, okay. Now, I do want to say, it's a bit of a... I've got a Taina. It's an interesting Taina. I've tried to look for if someone says it. And... I think it's right, but I'm happy to hear people disagree with me. It's well known there's a machloikas how to count the hours of the day. Right? It's very famous. When Chazal say 3 hours into the day you have to have done Kriya Shema by, 4 hours into the day you have to daven Shachris by, we all know that doesn't mean 4 hours on our clock. It means a Shor's Manis. So 4 hours means a third of the day. 3 hours is a quarter of the day. 6 hours is half of the day. Pasha. But where does my day start and end with regard to this count? Now let me be clear. Everyone agrees that if you shake lulav before sunrise, before honetzachamo, you're yoytzer. It's also midrabonon, you should do it after netz, because there is rabonon. You might do it at night. But be'etzem, min ha-Torah, it's definitely called yoim, that your mitzvah was done by Yoim, if you did it from Alois HaShocha, even before sunrise, from dawn, from Alois HaShocha. Yet, so we would think, okay, so when do you start counting your day? From Alois HaShocha. And until when? No, Shach, Tzeitzuk HaChavim. That's the Morgan Avraham's opinion. The Gro holds not like that. The Gro, the Balatanya, they hold not like that. They hold your hours of the day are counted from net until Shkia. That does not mean that the Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya hold that Min HaTorah, it's only got a din yoim from Hanetzachamo. Everyone agrees if you do Lulav before Hanetzachamo, you're Yoitza. And Lulav is by yoim, or Kachtim Lachem by yoim. A bris, if a bris is done before net, you're Yoitza. Nobody disputes that. Right? Yet, the Gro and the Balatanya hold, we can discuss why. I'm just making this. Gro and the Balatanya hold, you count your hours. 0 100 hours is net, 1200 hours is Shkia. Very famous, and that's the latest man, Krishma, famously, the latest man, Tzifman Tfilah. And it's not clear how we pass in the Mishavu, it's not Machriya. He says it doesn't need to be Machriya, because anyway, Lechatchila, you should be doing it as early as possible, v'chulei. I think a lot of people are makbid on the Morgan of Rome, at least for Krishma. And for Tzifman Tfilah, I think we're more maker with it. A lot of people are more maker with the Gro, because it's only a Dindarabonon. Okay, Eich Sheyir, that's a Machrikas. Where is my halachic day clock? Where does it begin and where does it end? Now, if you hold, like I think most people hold, not like Rabbeinu Tam with regards to Nacht. That means you don't hold that Nacht is only 72 minutes after Shkia. Nacht can even be before that. I think a lot of people are soimach on the Shitta of the Goinim, and they don't keep Rabbeinu Tam, maybe for Chilul Shabbos, but for most halachas, I think the Minhag HaOlam in most places is like the Goinim.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if that's true, then there's a bigger gap. Let's say half an hour. Let's give an easy Zman. I know Stotzman is quite complicated, but after Shkia, Be'erich, half an hour after Shkia's Nacht, according to the Goinim. Right? Kunt Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes. So we've got a Machlekes of 42 minutes. Give or take, yeah? Okay. Alois HaShoch, between Alois and Net, how much time is there? Let's say 72 minutes. So it comes out, according to the Gaonim, there's more time between Alois and Netz than there is between Shkia and Nacht. Right? Kunt Rabbeinu Tam, it's exactly the same. Whatever time frame you have between Alois and Netz, that's the time frame you have between Shkia and Nacht. Kunt to the Gaonim, the time frame between Shkia and Nacht is much smaller than the time between Alois and Netz. Right?
Does the Gaonim also hold on Shabbos,
there's
more than half an hour between Shkia and
Nacht. The Goyim didn't make our calendars, right? So on Motzei Shabbos, most calendars are quite machmir in how to assess the Zman, because it's very difficult to make these assessments, yeah? But the Goyim don't make a difference between Motzei Shabbos and the rest of the week, right? We're machmir, we're choishesh, we add. But
there's also a problem. For example, Nacht is immediately. Here is the longer
period. Yeah, yeah. Because but there's definitely more time according to the... But Etzem, the Goyim say it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Nacht. Yeah? It doesn't mean on the clock, it doesn't mean Shoyz Manius. It probably means level of darkness. So it's very difficult to assess that. But there's definitely, according to the Goyim, more time between Alois and Netz than between Shkia and Nacht, right? So then, if you go with the Morgan Avraham, who says your beginning of your day with regards to the clock is 0 100 hours is Alois, and 1200 hours is Nacht, your Chatzos HaYoim is not going to be when the sun is in the middle of its semicircle journey. It's going to be earlier, right? Chatzos HaYoim has to be exactly in between Alois and Tzeis. Again, let's be clear. If you count from Netz till Shkia, if that's your hour day, 0 100 hours is Netz, like the Gro, 1200 hours is Shkia. So Chatzos, midday, will be exactly in between Netz and Shkia, which is, if we're pretending the sun goes in exact semicircle, it'll be exactly when the sun is above my head. But if I start counting earlier, then Chatzos will be a bit earlier. So you're going to say, yeah, I'm counting earlier, but I'm counting till later. Yeah, but that's not proportionate. I'm putting more time on the pre-Netz than I am on the post-Shkia. And therefore, your Chatzos is not going to be when the Chamo is Beroish Kol Odom, which the Gemara says, Chatzos is when the Chamo is Beroish Kol Odom. Big problem. If you go with the Geoinim, which we do, the Ikal HaLocha Ledidan is like the Ga'onim, L'chayre it does not make sense to go with the Mogen Avraham. That's not a kasha on the Mogen Avraham, because the Mogen Avraham didn't go with the Ga'onim. Right? So L'chayre we have to go with the Gra and the Balatanya, at least L'chumra. We have to be consistent, right? At least L'chumra. You want to be Machmen like the Mogen Avraham, amazing. But you can never end up being Mekel like the Mogen Avraham against the Gra, because your whole Motzei Shabbos is based on the Ga'inim, and if you go with the Ga'inim, L'chayre, you have to go with the Gra. Now, okay, so until now, I've established, I think, that you have to go at least L'chumra with the Gra and the Balatanya. Okay, but normally the Balatanya and the Gra is a Kula. Where's the Chumra coming out of the Gra and the Balatanya? So I'll tell you. If my end of my day, if 12 o'clock is Shkia, which is the Shita of the Gra, then it's Mukrach in the Gemara, and I can say why, that your Mincha has to end then.
Yeah.
By whenever your 1200 hours is. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim argue about 1 hour and 15 minutes. That means Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes before when the Chachomim say. So when is that according to the Gra? According to the Gra, how do you count Plaga Mincha? 1 hour and 15 minutes back from where?
Shkia.
From Shkia. And the Gemara said, how much are they arguing about? 1 hour and 15 minutes. So that means according to the Chachomim, when do you end? At Shkia. If they're only arguing about 1 hour and 15 minutes, and Rabbi Yehuda's 1 hour and 15 minutes is 10:45, that's when the cutoff point is, which the Gra says means 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. Okay, so I know when. And then the Gemara says, you know how much more the Chachomim add? 1 hour and 15 minutes. So that's 12 o'clock, which is, according to the Gra, Shkia.
12 o'clock, Shkia.
12 o'clock, I mean, on the halachic clock, 1200 hours, the 12th hour of the day. Yeah, the end of the 12 hours of the day, according to the Gra, is Shkia. Right? Are you with me? Yeah, I'm happy to.
I'm with you, but don't get the kasha.
It's not kasha. I'm proving it.
The window is not 12 hours.
No, no, it doesn't need to be 12 hours on the clock. It needs to be 12 halachic hours. Yeah, so that means I split the day into 12. Where's the day? Which day do I split into 12? From Alois till Tzeis? Or from Netz till Shkia? Gra says Netz till Shkia. Now, I agree that the Vilna Gaon would hold that if you shake your lulav after Shkia, it could very well be your Yaitza. Maybe it's a Sofek, Bein HaShmoshes. Even though 12 o'clock has passed. Because we've already established that the hours of the day don't necessarily mean you can't do mitzvahs of the day then. Horaya bris, you can do before next, even though according to the Gra, you haven't yet started counting your hours of the day. Because the hours of the day, the Gra held, is you count the Ikka day. Right?
But the days are all different lengths.
Yes, that's right.
Throughout the year, days
are... Absolutely, that's not a problem.
Shorter and longer.
Yes.
Then what do you do?
So you count from the beginning of the day, which according to the Gra...
Of that day.
Of that day, that's right. So in the summer, an hour will be longer, and in the winter, an hour will be shorter. That's a machlokes. That's a big debate. That's the Gra holds you count from net, and the Mogen Avraham holds you count from Alois.
So why, according to the Gra, can you be mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa before netz or after?
Okay, so let's you know, maybe I should have addressed this. According to the Gra, your day hours start from net and ends by shkia. Frek zechakasha. Why then can I do bris min haTorah, not min haRabbanon? I'm Yotza if I do a bris mila, which has to be by Yoim before net. How can that work?
Or after Shkia.
Or after Shkia. Yeah. After Shkia could be Ben Ashmoshes, could be a Safek, but yeah. Okay. So the answer is the Yerushalmi actually.
Between Alos and Netz as well.
No. Kimat no one holds that there's a Safek Yoim or Laila between Alois and Netz. Everyone agrees Min haTorah from Alois is Vada Yoim. That means if I do Mikra Megillah immediately after Alois, I shouldn't. I should wait till Netz, but if I do it, even the Gra holds you a Vada Yoit, so not Misafik, Vada Yoit, right? So, Kasha is. Well, if that's true, then it should be Poshet, your hours of the day should be counted from Alois. Okay.
If I can say Shema before Net, why can't I do Mincha after Shkia?
Yeah, this is okay, so let's. But the reason is because Mincha after Shkia, Mincha is connected to the Korban, and the Korban was Nifsal B'Shkia.
Shkia on Erev.
The Mishnah says Erev. But that says Rabbi Yonah, Erev here means Shkia, because the time of Mincha depends on the time of the Korban. And the Korban was Nifsal B'Shkia, not Nacht. That's his time, right? Now you could argue, you could say the Korban was Nifsal B'Nacht. But he holds Gemara means dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachano means what we call shkiyah sachah, right? So I've presented that machlokes. Soon I'm going to try and prove that according to the Gro, you have to end up saying that. But let's answer your kasha first. The Yerushalmi says that the day is like a king coming to a town. A king comes to the town, says to Yerushalmi, before he comes, he sends an entourage of people. And I don't know, the Masada things for him, they make sure everything's in place. So let's say, I don't remember the exact time frame, but let's say the Yerushalmi says, 3 days before he comes, he sends his servants, his entourage, to make sure everything's in place. Then he comes, and when he leaves a small group of people who, I don't know what they do, but they also, the goodbye party after he's left, but that's only for 1 day. Not for 3 days. Says the Yerushalmi, that's Yoim. That means, when the Shemesh is here, next to Shkia, that's Ikar HaYoim. That's like the king's present. Already before the Shemesh is Ala Oretz, it's already a Geder, a Darga of Yoim, like the entourage of the king, for 3 days before, have been coming to the ear. After he's left, after Shkia, oh, that's a smaller period of time that he leaves his influence and his mark on the town. So that means the Ikar HaYoim is from Netz Shkia. You're right, you can already do a mitzvah min ha-Torah by Yoim because the servants of the king are already here from Alois. But that's not a good enough reason to start counting your hours of the day from Alois. That's how the Gro explains his shita. Right? Well, at least the Mefarshim explain that's the Gro shita. The Yerushalmi would sound like the Gro. Yeah. The Yerushalmi sounds not like Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds like there's a difference between Alois and Netz is greater than between Shkia and Nacht. Fine? Okay. Now, let's get back to where I was pointing out. I'm pointing out that even though with regards to other mitzvahs, it could well be that you, even the Gro who holds your day hour finishes at Shkia, that doesn't mean, be'etzem, it doesn't need to mean that I can't do lulav after Shkia, because still under the influence of the day. The king's servants are still here. But mincha has to be. And that's what I'm trying to do. Mincha, according to the Gro, who says your day hours end at Shkia, your count ends at Shkia, he has to hold that Mincha is until Shkia. Why? Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can daven until 10:45. I don't mean 10:45 on our clock, I mean 10 hours and 45 minutes from the beginning of the day. Imagine the day was 6 to 6, an exact 12-hour day. You would be able to daven Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, until 4:45, an hour and 15 minutes before the end of the day, as in before Shkia. Because according to the Gro, 12 o'clock, the end of 12 hours, is Shkia. So 10:45 would be an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. And the Gemara is also Mavua that they're only arguing, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chomim, about 1 hour and 15 minutes. So that means, when's the Soisman according to the Chomim? 6 o'clock. That's Shkia. That's 12 o'clock in the Gro's world. It's Shkia. It's not Nacht. It's Mavua in the Gemara that whatever your 12 o'clock is, legabe your hourly count, according to the Morgan Avraham Tzeis HaKechavim, according to the Gro Shkia, that is the Erev of the Mishnah. So then, if we hold like the Gro, and I think we need to, at least L'chumra, because we don't go with Rabbeinu Tam, and I proved that if you don't go with Rabbeinu Tam, you have to count from Netz to Shkia, because if not, your Chatzai Sayyim is going to be muddled up. So we have to be Machmir at least, like the Gro, that you count from Netz to Shkia. If so, you have to have Davin Mincha before Shkia. Because the Gemara's Mavua, 12 o'clock on the Halachic clock, is Soif Zman Mincha according to the Chachonim. So, big problem, huh? No? Well,
it's a sort of a hybrid between the Chachomim and the...
Why? Why? The Chachomim say Ado Erev. There's a machlokes for showing whether that means Tzeis HaKechavim or Shkia. That we're fine with. My time is one thing. That the Gro, who holds that 12 o'clock on the halachic clock is Shkia, he has to hold the Ado Erev of the Chachomim is Shkia, like Rabbeinu Yoim. Because the Gemara is Mavua, that whenever your 12 o'clock is, in your halachic count, that's the Soif Zman Mincha, according to the Chachomim. If you hold like the Morgan Avraham, wonderful, you can daven until Tzeis HaKechavim. That's my 12 o'clock. If you hold like the Gro, and I'm timing, we have to, but if you hold like the Gro,
your 12 o'clock is Shkia, Chachamim only matter till Shkia. And if we're not going with Rabbeinu Tam, we have to be machmeh like the Gro. Yeah? Okay. So, in my opinion, and this is a big nidden. There's some poskim who say, Lanius Dati, that's what I would tell people to do, that it's better to daven mincha b'yechidus before Shkia than b'tzibur after Shkia. Now, if you start before Shkia and your Shmein Esra continues after Shkia, there's more mokum lahakel. Some people say the ikka is to start before, that's another machlekes. Okay, so here you've got some shittas adik daven till nacht, and even the shittas of Shkia, I started before Shkia, okay. But if somebody misses Shkia, the chayra, what they should do, and this is an etzah that the poskim can bring, is they should say that if I've missed mincha, this should be my ma'ariv. And if it still is not mincha, then it's mincha. And your later ma'ariv will be tashlumi. Right? Just to get out of that problem. I know this sounds like a big chumrah until now. I'm saying that everyone has to, unless you keep Rabbeinu Tam, you have to try and be makpid to daven before Shkia. That's basically what I'm saying. But if you, there is a kula that comes out of it. We said before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to daven mincha until plaga mincha. According to him, you can daven ma'ariv immediately after plaga mincha. According to the Chachomim, you can daven, let's say, either till nacht or shkia. And ma'ariv would only begin after that. Now, the poskim say you shouldn't do a stira. That means don't daven mincha after plag and ma'ariv before shkia. Right? That's a tat of the sasri. According to Rabbi Yehuda, your mincha was bad. You're after plag. According to the Chachomim, your ma'ariv wasn't good. You're still in the zman of mincha. Don't do a stira. Unless you're shasat chak, then you can do a stira. Huh? When does it happen? Which day? Every day? Okay, so the poskim say, I don't know if it's relevant today, but the poskim say there was a shasat chak. People wouldn't come. You're going to tell people, come for mincha, and then in an hour's time, come for ma'ariv. They're going to go home and they're not going to come back. Yeah, so it's a shasat chak. Shasat chak you can. But you're right, I don't know if nowadays really for every individual it's a shasat chak. Yeah, no, we have a lot of minyanim.
Could you speak about times today, for instance? Tell us what time you're talking about today. What time you would say with mincha, what time you would say with plaga mincha. Just give us an idea of how today would go.
Today's times, I don't actually, when is, what time exactly is Shkia? I'd have an early mincha, it's a bit of a problem, so I don't know where.
Quarter past four?
Okay. Shkia. Okay. So the ma'isa, according to what I'm saying, if you're makbid, let's assume you're not meant to do a tarta de sasri on the same day at least. Some places get different days is better. Pashtas, even that's not good. Unless there's a shasat chak or tzoruch mitzvah. When does the Tarat HaDesasri kick in? What if I davened Mincha before 4:15 today, before Shkia? And Ma'ariv immediately after Shkia. I didn't wait till Nacht. Have I been Soyser myself? Do you understand my question? So if you hold that Mincha ends with Shkia, then I didn't do a Stira. The time of Mincha stops at sunset, 4:15. And Ma'ariv begins from 4:15. You're not Yoytze Krishma. But the Ikazman Ma'ariv is from 4:15. I didn't do a stira. Whereas if you hold Mincha...
Sorry, 25 past.
Okay, that's another question. You're not saying Mechkulu Litfila, some Rishonim hold Taki, you should daven Ma'ariv if you're before Nacht. Let's say 4:30 today is before Nacht. Daven Ma'ariv Shmein Ezra and do the Krishma, but Bir Chayseh later. Other Rishonim say no. Do the regular Seder of Ma'ariv, say Seder Mechkula Litfila, and the Krishma itself you'll do later. But without the brachas. That's another nid. Okay, so, but whenever you say the end Zman of Mincha is, that from, if let's say I'm saying we have to be Makbit for Shkia, then Ma'ariv can begin immediately after Shkia, and even on the same day, it wouldn't be a Tata de Sasri. Because Tata de Sasri would obviously depend on the Seif Zman of Mincha. Okay, that's
25
after Shkia. Okay. Fine. If anyone has any auras, please feel free to.
Thanks. Excellent.
That's a good question.
I didn't know.
I didn't know.